Whether she's publishing stories that inspire thousands or helping families through their toughest moments or investing in the future of young people through education, she's creating real impact across KZN. She's the founder of I Am Warrior Magazine, founder of Platinum Funeral Group, and a community leader. And her name is Sharika Suku. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Carol.
How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, we are so excited to have you. I mean, your story is so powerful. And as we were sitting off air, we were just chatting about your story and how you found yourself even beginning I Am Warrior magazine. And it all stems from who you are and the warrior fight you had to put up to just live your life and find peace and find healing and find growth. And I'm so glad that you said, Carol, I'm very comfortable talking about this. And we're going to be talking about GBV. We're going to be talking about childhood pregnancy as well, because that's what it is. I guess let's start at the beginning. Sharika, you did say that you had your first child at 13.
Yes, I did. I did have my first child at 13. Mm. And I started off my journey as a child with a child in a very difficult and harsh circumstances that actually brought me all the courage that I needed to face the later years of my life.
Right. And are you comfortable? I mean, I'm looking at the numbers, for example, approximately 115,000 girls aged 10 to 19 gave birth in 2025 through the public health system. This is still an average of more than 300 births every day.
Yeah.
South Africa clearly has a problem with this. And I guess some people will call it, childhood pregnancy. Some would say it's rape. And so forth, right? Because, I mean, children are children and they are vulnerable. Are you comfortable talking about the circumstances around your situation and how you became a GBV advocate?
Yes, definitely. I am definitely comfortable. Well, my journey started with a child, with a family friend at around 12 years when I was taken away from my home. Mm-hmm. And I was actually rescued when I was 13 as a child with a child. Mm-hmm. And in this time between 12 and 13 years old, I was abused in every sense of the word, abused physically, mentally, emotionally. I starved. There's so much layers to it. And I'm talking about 27 years ago. And when you tell me the stats that it's still hitting home now, it's scary, because as much as we do so much to advocate and make women or girls aware of this, I think that there's not enough being done.
Yeah, there's not enough being done at all.
Yes.
And how did you find your warrior strength to say, I will not be a victim of my circumstances, but I will then be the power for other young girls coming behind me?
I can tell you it was a journey, and it took years. Mm. It took years of being an outcast in society, being laughed at, being mocked at, being the girl that nobody wanted to be a friend with, being the person that never got an opportunity to sit at the table. It took all years of enduring all that for me to finally say, listen, I deserve better. This child that I have deserved better. And I'm going to work hard to make sure that when we look back, we're going to look back and take strength from everything that I had to endure. Because if not, it'd be useless, everything that I had to endure.
Yeah. You know what really struck me with what you said, that literally is making me teary-eyed, is you saying that I didn't deserve to sit at the table.
Yeah.
That breaks my heart, because if there's one thing everybody says, it's a fight to stay at the table, be at the table, be in the room, be. And you're saying you were told by society you don't deserve to be at the table.
100%. There's no opportunity for people like me, girls like me. Mm. Nobody wants to have anything to do with us. Mm. And as much as there's a lot of avenues and places where people host these sort of things where they want to empower, it's just for name, fame, and ticket sales.
Sure.
After that, it's difficult to get the place at that table again.
Right.
Yeah.
And how did you lift that? How did you lift that all by yourself? And the community that you build, obviously, to help you lift that veil off, I don't deserve, to saying, now I actually am an advocate for this. I've got Warrior Magazine. I've done this. I've done that. How did you lift that?
Okay. It started off when a woman empowerment group gave me a grocery hamper. Mm. And they took a picture of me and my little son that I had at that point. And published it in the newspapers, and it became a ridicule or a laughing stock of my community, of me receiving that hamper. And So I so focused on getting to be that person that gives the hampers and leaves the cell phone at home. Mm-hmm. Everything that I've built from that point on, there is no media coverage. Service to humanity, service to God. My right hand won't know what my left hand is doing. And in doing that, I have decided to take the role of giving you without taking your dignity from you, if you can understand what that means.
I do get it.
So yes, we all need sponsors, we need this and we need that, but that there should be a limit on what we ask our recipients to do. Mm. So that was a turning point for me when that was kind of published about me receiving that hamper and being a laughing stock of my community, saying that, listen, I want to change, I deserve more, and I'm going to be the difference and make the difference.
I'm just in awe of you, because that's it a lot of the time. And I also see there is that thing that when we do things, it's covered. It's people must see we gave this, we did that. And, you know, sometimes we don't think about the eyes behind that. And you are a lived experience of what that did to you in your community. Yeah. A laughing stock because someone gave you a helping hand.
Yeah.
How crazy are we as society?
And why do we need that photo? Why do we need that reassurance? Why do we need that person to be humiliated in order for our ego to grow big and be like, I did something? If you did something, Carol, you did it for yourself and you did it for the community. Mm. There doesn't need to be a broadcast regarding what you did. Mm. I'm not sitting here giving you a list of the work that I've done over the last 15 years. Mm. I'm just saying, and naming people, that would be totally irrelevant as to who I am as a person and break me down as an individual and put those people in the same box that held me hostage. Mm. So I wouldn't actually do that. So that was kind of the turning point for me when I decided I want better. When I looked back and when I tried to get in any opportunities and not getting any opportunities, I decided that's enough and I will make a community, a gated community for women who need assistance that I couldn't get from the age of 12 going 13. To 19.
Sure. Let's go into the Queen's Group. Talk to us about that. How was that formed?
Okay, I found that through my circumstances, I didn't have any assistance regarding all whatever I faced in my personal life, because there was people that judged you or always had hidden agendas regarding whatever it is that they proposed to you. Mm-hmm. So I created the Queen's Group. It's an intimate space on Facebook. It's a gated community of females only. And in that group, we offer a host of assistance like legal advice, a prayer line, hamper assistance, just general talking to someone that you need to talk to. And we have a CCMA arbitrator as well with regarding work. We help each other out circulating CVs. We do the most for each other. So we have the community that brings up our names at tables that we're not necessarily sitting at.
Right. And that's so powerful, hey?
Yes.
It's your name being brought up at tables that you're not necessarily sitting at.
Yes.
Now, talking about sitting at a table, you'll often have a magazine. Talk to me about how the magazine was born.
Okay. Through that journey of the Queens and trying to get to another table, we found that nobody wants to give any relevance no publication was to give any relevance to someone who's unknown.
Yeah.
So I created the magazine initially as a space where women from all walks of life, doesn't matter how famous or not famous you are, you matter. You matter enough to be put in a magazine and your story deserves to be told. And with that being said, without putting anybody that's famous, so to say, on the cover, the magazine wasn't getting the downloads or the prints that it required. So I went the route of putting the famous people on the cover and on the inside, putting those stories that needed to be read, those home industries that needed to be supported. And it's just taken off from there onto a national and international award-winning platform. And it makes my heart so happy because now everyone's story matters. Everyone's story gets read and everybody gets a place at that table. You matter. You're in a magazine.
Yes.
I don't care whether you're selling samosas on the side of the road or whatever you're doing, you matter. And I'm going to take your story and I'm going to put it in a magazine. And for them, it's like psych. It builds them up, the woman up as well. Oh, I'm in a magazine, you know, and it's just for making them feel better and that they matter. Mm. So that's
beautiful.
What, yeah, that's
so
what I've
done. So to the woman listening who want to be profiled in the magazine, how do they get in touch with you?
It's simple. Just connect to us on one of our social media handles, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Just inbox us and then we will definitely get back to you and write your story all for free.
And it's I Am Warrior, right?
Yes, it
is. There we go. And, you know, as we come to the close, something else that's a big part of who you are is your funeral service.
Yes,
you got Platinum Funeral Group. Talk to me about that. How did you find yourself in the undertaker world?
I started off in the manufacturing industry of caskets and coffins. Mm-hmm. And in 2017, I lost my dad. And I found that I couldn't afford to do his funeral. Mm. And the prices were so high, and I believe that everybody deserved a dignified funeral service. So I got into the market and offered a whole funeral services for 25 rand a month, fully underwritten policies, and started to give each and every person the dignified funeral that they deserve.
Yes. Oh, wow. So they just get in touch with you, Platinum Funeral Group.
Yes, on Facebook. We don't have Instagram, but yeah, that's as simple as that, because everybody deserves a dignified. So it's more of extending my hand of philanthropy via Platinum to ensure that even in those darkest hours, you are still seen, you are still heard, and you still matter, and you still deserve that beautiful box.
You deserve that, right? Yes. And lastly, I mean, I could go on forever with you, Sharika, but I think your story is it started off with society shaming you for being a child who had a child. 13 years old, you were pregnant. You're now a wonderful mom to three amazing children. But you had to lift the veil of shame that society threw on you for being a victim. That's the reality, for being a victim.
Yes.
If you're pregnant at 13, you are a victim. There's no dicing it any other way. Mm. What do you say to somebody who's living currently with shame, whether it's shame because of a messy divorce, shame because of being caught out doing something, just shame?
Yeah. It's not your fault, and you matter. And the more you look into yourself and you look at the mirror and you speak life into yourself, the more you're going to believe what you say to yourself in that mirror. So right now, I just wanted to share with you that you matter. And the minute you put that mental, that word in your head, like mentally, I am a queen, I'm going to rise above my circumstances, whatever they're saying about me doesn't matter, you're going to win the race. Just shut off those negative voices and allow your own voice to be the positivity in your own mind. There's no such thing as shame. The only thing that I can tell you is believe in yourself and do the best that you can do for yourself.
Oh, beautiful words. Beautiful words. It is the queen, Sharika Suku. She is the founder of I Am Warrior magazine. You can get in touch there. Otherwise, founder of Platinum Funeral Group. She's a GBV survivor. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Thank you so, so much.
Carol Ofori. Weekdays 9 to 12 p.m. East Coast Radio.